Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes podcast episode number 27, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So today I want to talk about free DDoS protection. This is based on an announcement that one of the services that I use for all my projects, they announced that they are offering DDoS protection for everyone, including free plan users. And now they've done this before, but the main thing here is that even if you're someone who's been under a really big DDoS attack or you constantly are getting attacked, they're not going to charge you anything. They're not going to, you know, force you to upgrade to a plan. They're just going to just offer you that free protection. Now, there's more in the article on Cloudflare's blog. That's the service, by the way. It's Cloudflare. Not a sponsor. I just love and use the service. But I think it's like the best and easy way to just get free protection from, you know, DDoS being one of them, but also you can set up free SSL, you can set up different optimizations, different, you know, Cloudflare does some security checks, see, okay, this is a legitimate user, but if it's not, they'll offer them a CAPTCHA, and just different things. And one of the other things I actually love Cloudflare for is, you know, when you buy a domain, you go through like Namecheap or name.com or GoDaddy, and a lot of these services don't really have a great user interface. I personally am not a fan, so I hate logging in and going into manage DNS. And this isn't really like, I guess, a feature that Cloudflare markets or anything, but for me, I just love like logging into Cloudflare, have all my domains on there, and I can just easily edit my DNS. And that's like just one reason I love using it outside of the security and performance stuff. So let me talk a little bit about what DDoS is, because I know some people might not. It's a distributed denial of service attack. It's a type of attack someone can just, you know, have a bunch of servers, flood your web server with requests so that, you know, your server essentially can only handle a certain amount of requests per second or per minute, right? And eventually just get over flooded. And especially if, you know, if it's a really smart DDoS attack, they'll make it look like it's a legitimate request. They'll maybe even sometimes space it out. But the idea of it really is just like, it's so many requests coming in at once, a server can't even have time to, like, you know, comprehend, like, okay, is this a legitimate request or not, to see if they want to ban that IP address. And a lot of times, like, the IP changes, and there's all this complex stuff that goes on, which is why I love using a service to handle things like this. So DDoS attack will essentially just bring your web server down. And I know sometimes it can lead to someone be able to hack into your server and get access to it. Yeah, so it's not really something that anyone wants, right? And Cloudflare just pretty much just gives you free protection. And like I said, now they're just giving you, you know, this protection no matter how many times you get attacked, no matter how big this attack is. They don't care. They just essentially, they're not really, like, in the long run, obviously they'll look good as a company. And a lot of people, I'm sure, will sign up for pro plans. I don't know how many, like, enterprise customers they have, but the idea is that, like, I really love how they're doing this without needing to, right? They're doing it because it's kind of like the right thing to do. They're protecting a lot of customers from different attacks, even if you don't have a lot of money. So I think it's really cool of them to do that. And I know that some people might not be aware of Cloudflare, so if you haven't heard of them, check them out, because you can, you know, easily set it up, get free protection. You can manage DNS and different, like, page rules for, like, rewrites and stuff. You get HTTPS. There's also, like, some optimization stuff, which I typically do myself, but if you want, you can have Cloudflare handle it. They can minify your code. So just a lot of stuff that's included, honestly. And honestly, I haven't given them a single penny, but I probably should, because I have a ton of sites on Cloudflare. So yes, that was today's episode. Just wanted to talk about DDoS and how you can get protection for your project or website. And if you want to tweet me any future topic suggestions at SunnySyncIO, you can find me on there. Also find me on the Anchor app. I'll see you guys later. Bye.